Blog Talk Radio.
The Conquering Lion lives, shall break every chain. The Conquering Lion shall break every chain.
It's all about the words that you have, Brother DeWater. It's all about your words.
Yes, it's certain words that trigger. We already know that because we've been doing it a long time, but we still going to attempt to get the knowledge out because of the
right.
We know in a book that we read, it tells us to speak the knowledge, whether we know it, you know, whether you can comprehend it or not, because the knowledge is only for certain people. And that's what we first, Brother Drew, have to understand is, how does a mind work? A mind is a school of thoughts. When we sit down and look at it, a mind is a school of thoughts that is taught to you. And by the age of 3 years old, you will start transforming into your teaching by what? Hearing first in the womb, seeing second when you get here. And when we study the science of the mind, and we come into a lot of high fields that we can sit down and have a fireside chat with it. Because we've been teaching this for an awful long time, Brother Drew, is how do this mind works, and what is the mind, and what is our understanding? See, if we would understand how our mind would work, then a 14-year-old child would never have killed a female that had 6 children. If we knew how the mind worked, we know that everything is in reverse. So we're going to read like the original people read from right to left. That's how we're going to explain the people that has, which would be the subhuman race of people versus the human race of people. We're starting off with electro energy, magnetic energy, because magnetic energy is the energy that you can see. And that starts with female. Now, in your Bible, you'll read that first creation was male and female. So we're going to read this from right to left, the correct way. Put it in order, in a chronological order. Now, we're dealing with a female. Let's break this word down in this language, because we're speaking in this language, so we could understand the original. We had to use this language to understand, to get the lie out, because the lie of who we are has been put off into this language. So what we're doing is getting the lie out, because the only way you can get anybody to conquer a nation of people, you have to mix with truth with lie. So we're talking human being, subhuman being. We always start at the first. See, when you start at the first in the chronological order, you don't make no damn mistakes, Brother Drew. And when you don't, and that's why it's hard to mess with our study, because we go in a chronological order. And we're going to ask you, what was it first? Because anything that's created after first is a revived version. And then if it's the 10th, 15th, and 20th, creation that done come out of it, or done mutated out of there, it's shown up in a version. And it's revised totally to the standpoint where you will believe that you're somebody that you ain't. And they wrote a book that you say you believe in called the King James Bible. I'm coming straight out of that book on what that book say about a nation of people that they old entire mind, meaning they school had been taught, taken away from her, them to the standpoint where they were the people that they believe that took it away from them, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, that if you would ask these people their names, they would be telling you that they black Gentiles. You ask them what their name is, they give you a Gentile name. You ask them what they are, they'll tell you I'm an African American Negro. They drops the Negro now, but now I'm an African American that's black and proud. So we're going to use the book and explain some hidden knowledge that comes straight out of the King James Bible, because you'll see first creation was what? Female and male. Now, according to the book, it said she's supposed to be a help mate. The definition of the word help is service to each other. Look those words up. This is a compound word. A mate is a pair of people with understanding. That's what a mate is. Understanding how to breed. They in perfect coordination with each other, Brother Drew. This is what a helpmate is. This is what this is what the subhuman being called a woman, that's your wife. See, that's second creation. We'll talk about that second, but we first got to get who the fuck are we? His great-grandpa would say, fuck are we? Over here, so you have understanding. See, when she becomes your helpmate, you have understanding. Now, the definition of understanding is facts, F-A-C-T-X. That's what understanding is. Go look the shit up. Then you would understand that for you to produce with her and get you a holy trinity, number three, which would be some offspring. And see, your first commandment in the Bible was be fruitful and multiply. So this would mean that you would have to know how to breed. And when you understand how to breed, then you will understand how to make love in this language. Eros type of love, it would be in this language. And because your body, when you study the anatomy of your body, you know that when you get a climax, then the cerebral fluid that your brain sit in massages your brain, that old gray matter, after you have had a climax, you and your mate, and you feel totally relaxed. And Millie Jackson say your ass is supposed to go to sleep, and if you don't go to sleep, you ain't did your business. So this is what brings about a peace of mind. It helps make it easier for both of you when you understand what is your duty. See, this was old teaching, Brother Drew, that was taught to us as a way of life. See, because when we look at the mind is a school of thoughts.
Right.
Transforms you into a way of life. First by hearing in the womb until it come into existence. It starts sin. Now, we have noticed that at 3 years old, the mind of that person take on an attitude, meaning it take on a behavior of the surrounding and the people that it listened to. Of all the surroundings, he'll start picking up the words like mama, daddy. He start recognizing big mama, auntie, uncle, and he'll go to those that's friendly to him. This is at 3 years old. You can see his attitude at 3 years old, his behavior pattern. The mind would then transform into the behavior of that person, Brother Drew. And if you remember, I remember just as good as if it was yesterday when Big Mama and my forefathers, because I got this lesson every time I change houses, sitting at the, or especially in the wintertime, sitting around the fire, Brother Drew, you get these kind of lectures if you was raised in my house from your grandparents. They'd be telling you. And they would tell you the reason they knew how you thought is because, goddamn it, they understood how you think, Brother Drew. And see, the mind, this mind will think a thought. And through the will of that gray matter, them electrodes and magnetic energy, them reflex, that electrical spark going through that brain that energizes that thought that you done thunk up on, Big Mama say, he say, then the will of that thinking and thoughting will become an idea, she say. And you'll get an idea of how to put what you done thought you think into action. And because the idea created action, that action, Big Mama say, your little ass will get a plan. And you'll start thinking how you can bullshit me out of what you asking me for. And Big Mama would say, when your plan you put into action become a reality, and the definition of reality is a fact, Big Mama say, it's a damn fact, boy. You didn't think on your plan with moral laws in your mind when you wanted to bring Big Mama that bullshit-ass conversation that I done heard from your mama and your daddy. Now, this is how I learned this lesson that I'm talking about now, that we no longer understand what Big Mama was talking about, because when your child come to you asking you can they do certain things and you agree with them, you forgot to think that what they asking you to do didn't fit in with moral laws, Brother Drew. See, when your child asks you for a jam box and P. Diddy and Tupac and Lil Bow Wow, well then you didn't realize, due to how the mind worked, that when your child got 3 or 4 years old, shit, they can recite Lil Bow Wow and don't know what 2 times 2 is. But they can recite every word of okay. Lil Bow Wow. Shit, I got them in the apartment here with me. They little ass just swinging. They in Pampers and sagging. See, I showed your daughter the other day, this little sucker, he in Pampers and they got him sagging. See, we talking about the mind, and you want to know what's wrong with certain generations of people that has been transformed through the science of eugenics. And they have a tremendous behavior pattern to the standpoint where I find it very simply amazing. The government told us when old Bush was here, he had a black secretary of education named, hell, it's a boy here, got the same name, Price, Ron Price. He was the secretary of education. He said that the people that was born after 1960, and these three generations of people, they was 85% of them was on mind controlling drugs and mentally ill, 45% of their children. Well, he said that 17 years ago, Brother Drew. Well, 17 years ago, that toddler, he is between the ages of 17 years old. He's in that age bracket of 15 and 16 and 14 and 15 years old that'll kill you. Don't mind killing you. He in that suffering from a mental condition. All because we don't understand what a female is and the duties that each side supposed to perform. We got them away from that through a school of thoughts. Because me and you know damn well it wasn't like this when we were coming up. Shit, I got my ass tore up by singing Annie Had a Baby. She couldn't work no more by Hank Ballinger and the Midnighters. I was in the eighth grade. I was out in the hallway singing it. Mr. Curtis came and took me in the office, and he whooped my ass, and then he called my dad, and I still never got an ass whooping in the principal's office for singing Annie Had a Baby. She couldn't work no more. They said that was a vulgar song. But look what they got on the radio now, Brother Drew. It make Annie Had a Baby, goddamn. Sound like that's a church song. Shit. Hell, shit. And it all starts with not understanding of what are you breeding. Now let's look at this second creation. If see, your mind, Brother Drew, it's important how you think. See, everything we're talking about is strictly mind. What you call yourself. Do you call yourself a female, or do you call yourself a woman that can win men? Great-great-grandpa would say, would tell me, Brother Drew's grandpa would say, boy, don't your ass ever get caught up in them females that become a woman. She say, and when a group of them get together and think they sexy, they become wind men. Grandpa said them compound words, you better know what you're messing with. Because, see, when you get a group of them, they become women, that means that they can win. What is win? A man. And that's what great-great-grandpa taught me. That took me a long time to understand what Grandpa was talking about. See, when you are a man and a woman, a man means one man. In this language, we use an etymology. We're going to define these words so you understand how it is important of how you think. So you think and so you are. I mean, those old Bible verses that it is. That's how the mind works. We know that right now, what you think. Instead of you mating with each other to get understanding, you have sex. See, sex is different from mating. See, and the reason it's different from mating is because it ain't breeding. See, when you have sex, you ain't breeding. See, when you breed, that means that you got pedigree. That means you know the bloodline of what you breeding with when you breed. And that means who was great-great-grandpa and how the behavior of that tribe of people, of that family of people, how was their behavior? You remember a long time ago, Brother Drew, you go and call yourself going to a girl's house. When I was a teenager, Brother Drew, the first thing her grandma gonna say, boy, Who child is you? You know that, Brother Drew? Do you hear me, Brother Drew? We still on? Brother Drew. I hope we're still on. I don't know if we're still on or not. But the first thing they would ask you is, who child are you? They want to know who your people are.
Brother Dwight, you still on there? Hey, Brother Water, you still on there? We can't hear each other, but you were still on.
Yes, you unmuted me now.
You all at the water?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you now, I guess. Yeah, you didn't say nothing too bad that time. I don't know what's happening.
I'm only telling how we done got away from proper way of picking a mate. That back in the day when you went to the girls' house, the first thing her grandmother and them was gonna ask you, who is your family? Boy, where you? Who are your folks? I don't have too many of them ask me that.
Right.
And see, when you breed with each other, you don't fuck. And see, you make love when you breed, you don't fuck. And see, when you make love, you have peace of mind. That means that you don't have no lusting problem. See, it's different between that. You go to the hotel room, you get you a couple of joints and some wine coolers, and you produce a baby. Shit, that ain't the right type of baby. That baby that you produce that away, look at the energy it carries. Hell, me and you, how we know? We done produce some babies like that, Brother Drew. Shit. Hell, is anybody my age done went through what I'm talking about right now, shit. But we have to look at it in the correct way. And see, we have to understand that your attitude is your personality. Your personality is based, when you base your personality on how you think and how you feel, when you do that, you're not using common sense, Brother Drew. And that's what we've been genocized to believe. We base everything upon how we feel. We talk that judge ye not, ye shall be judged also. Instead of using reasoning and common sense. And we don't do that is because we're out of creation. We believe what the people in the second creation says, which is a subhuman being, we don't believe what the human beings, the first, believe. But due to the fact that we're getting coming into understanding, we can see the problem when you break it down to ask questions like it is. You ask questions, where do we live? We live on a planet. And I found out something, Brother Drew. I wanted to be definite with my facts. I Googled how fast was the Earth turning on its axis as we speak, and it said 1,000 miles an hour, Brother Drew. That's how fast we going now, 1,000 miles an hour.
Right.
My history books from 1955 got in that history book that the Earth was traveling 1,032 miles an hour. 2017, the Earth is traveling 32 miles behind time of what it was spinning back then, meaning that the Earth is what? Too heavy. And it gets heavy by population and building and cutting down the rainforest that some people have done for 241 years over here in a place that they renamed America and took it away from the Creek, the Olmec, and the Algonquin and renamed the Western Hemisphere and told us that this was his story, was our story. The generation of people born after World War One. See, after World War One, you start losing the black people that knew the original way. And we started coming into the waves of Magog and Gog, as the Bible says. And so when we can understand how this mind works, and we do understand how the mind works, we do know where the problem is, but everything starts in what the Bible would call renewing your mind. The word renew means that you got your thinking. It's got to quit being from left to right and go back to your originality of right to left. You're half divided. This is the way the Bible put it, Brother Drew. You're half divided, meaning that you're a Democrat and Republican. You can go back. You can go back to 1870 when you had power, when you were a nation of people called the Emancipated Nation of People, called colored people in America. You had your own bank and political party. You was a nation of people. Some people in 1881 disbanded you. Well, you can ask yourself the 5 W's, and they didn't have no goddamn problem with telling you who they were. Because it ain't no secret. If it is, then Brother Drew done found all the secrets. How come we know the knowledge? It's just because they had genocided you. And they genocide you to the point where you think and believe, the majority of you think and believe through a religious belief of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all of these religious beliefs that the people that look like me and Brother Drew believe in is your problem. That includes Ephi. Any religious belief. Religion is only 4,000 years old. And if you don't understand certain religions, you shouldn't even belong, because the biggest fool in the world is a damn fool that can't explain what they say they mind believe in. They don't know where it comes from. This is 2017. If you add 2017 up, you get the number 10, meaning this is Yah's year. You're running out, though, Brother Drew. 2017 is running out. Number 10 is ain't got too much longer to be here with us. That's the reason you got that number when it come to 2018. Then you got that number 1 and 1, 11, with two perpendicular lines. Your ass got to be 1 on 1 with number 10. Because if you don't know who number 10 is, when 11 get here, number 10 going to be beating your ass down to parade rest. That very number, number 10. And the people that know who number 10 is know what I'm talking about. And when that number add up to 12, it means that she'd be complete with you. That number add up to 13, it's either a new beginning with her or immediately death with the other way of life, meaning how you think. That ain't too far away, is it, Brother Drew? What is about no. 4? Them numbers don't add up in the next 4 years. Them numbers bring by a message.
Well, you know, you said y'all name and they knocked me off the air. I had to just call back in. I mean, you said y'all and that joker just went off.
Yeah, see, when you don't understand what you say you believe in, then something happened to you. I mean, you got a lot to see. And see, you had to understand how your mind works and what your mind is and who give you your mind. That's the most important part in the world, is to know who educated you. Realize that you got many stories, Brother Drew, that's in the Bible. One of the greatest stories I like in the Bible is the story of Abraham. And the reason I like the story of Abraham is, if you would notice anybody that looked like me and you, they do not have any problem telling you they believe what their mama, their grandmother, their daddies, their grandpas, and their aunties told them. They believed it. Whether it's correct or not, if they said it, they believed it. And you didn't go check and see. Just like the story of Abraham, Abraham didn't believe in our gods. His daddy was the chief our God maker. Now, I'm the chief, Brother Drew. And his brother was the high priest of a god called Sin in the days of Nimrod. That story is in the Bible. And this god Sin, when Nahor was the high priest to Sin, I wonder how did this girl Sin get into the church house, because people be hollering Sin and don't know that Sin was our God that the people worshiped during the times of Abraham. Yeah, I don't find too many people look like me and you know that story. But that story is told to you in the Bible, because 3 times in the Bible it tells you to read what is written in the book of Asher. And if you would have read what's in the book of Asher, then you know the story that I'm telling you right now. Ain't nothing hid. This is what I'm saying, Brother Drew. Ain't nothing hid. We ain't trying to take Jesus away from nobody, but we going to get some correction on how this Bible is wrote.
Right.
This Bible is wrote up under dogma, Jewish myth and legend, allegories, and poetry, poems, proverbs, psalms, and you don't understand them. You understand? Why do you think that this Bible was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years? And then in 1881, it all of a sudden became the national Bible, the national language, and the national book, and the God in the book, the national God of some people that call themselves Americans. Why? Well, they had to sue the Pope to get it. That's when the Pope called the ass the Antichrist. You looking for the Antichrist to come, shit. Pope done already told you who the Antichrist was. The first one was the Spaniards when they broke away from the Catholic Church and created the Spanish Inquisition. They were the first Antichrist. Then in the 5th century, the Jacobites and the Coptic Church, and the Jacobites is King James' descendants, and the Coptics is the Egyptians, broke away from the Catholic Church. Catholic Church said they're the Antichrist. 1025 A.D., all your Orthodox churches broke away. Catholic Church say, y'all's ass the Antichrist. What do they mean by Antichrist? Because anti means against, Christ. Well, Christ was Krishna. So, Jesus Krishna was who? Who is Jesus and who is Krishna? Because Jesus is the Druid god of ancient Rome during the days of Constantine that was in the western part of Rome. The eastern part of Rome where the niggas live, which was the Hindu people, because up in western part, one number of white folks lived up there, the Germanic race of people lived up there. But in the eastern part, where the Hindus live, where the niggas live, where the quorum was, where the ghetto was, because they had that, the ghetto was first. Who first lived in the ghetto, you with your Yehuda, you call him a Jew. Of Magog and Gog, that you call white folks. See, this story is in their book. It just ain't never been told like we telling it, Brother Drew.
See, we
telling the story just like it is, not like it was, because it's showing up that way. And this is the story that the Zionist Jews wrote in the books that they wrote, because that's who we can accredit this knowledge to in 2017. Because if they hadn't stood fast to what they said in their protocol to learn that it was a Zion, they already told you in their protocol what they were going to do and what time period they were doing it. And that book is 527 years old, and they ain't broke now, promise. In the 527 years old, it's just that your ass is too dumb to recognize what they was telling your ass to do. You should have, your mind should be that if the Jews is the chosen people of God, then you need to go study them. Verse 2, how did every nation of people, and every nation of people, the only way you get a nation of people, you first get what? Sign, symbols, and numbers. That creates a language for the nation of people. Then the nation of people declare who their God is in that language of them signs, symbols, and numbers, and what their government is going to be and who their priesthood is. And then, so every nation of people, and we can trace the history of religion, and it started at 4000 B.C., with the Hindus, but every nation of people say the Jews are the chosen people of God. So if the Jews are the chosen people of God, by reason, 2017, you should know who the hell, who is these people? Because in 2017, tell me what they ain't top 10. You can't name a field in any goddamn country that the top ain't the Yehuda, the people you call Jews. And that's their nickname. Name me one country. I don't give a damn what color the country is. He at the top. So it would behoove you to study who in the FERC is these people. Because they got to have the highest school of thoughts than any nation of people to have accomplished this. We know that they don't send their children to no public school. They don't send their children to Magog and Gog's colleges. We know that for a fact. They don't associate with some people that they used to be the biggest tribe of the Germanic race of people. Of the not the Germanic race of people, but of Japheth people, who Japheth the daddy, the Gomer is the son, Ashkenaz is the son of Gomer. That's Japheth's first child, Gomer, Ashkenaz. We're in a chronological order, going through the bloodline, and Ashkenazis, who we call Jews, they used to be the biggest of the tribe. But due to the fact that Magog, Gog, and Tubal, those people, which they call the Germanic race of people, they done killed their ass off. Today, the smallest of that race of people, as we speak now, I think they the smallest race of people on planet Earth, Brother Drew. It's not that many Jews, especially the bread. It's not that many. They brothers have killed their ass off. 1489, they got tired of that shit. We got the history. We got the history book. That was 1489, they got tired of that shit. Of what was happening to them through the Roman Catholic Church, and what England was doing to them. Oh, England had said that they caused the blue bunny prey when it was their nasty ass up there being nasty and filthy. We know that today. Not bathing their ass. And they got lucky. You wrote your history. Your history's throat. About Queen Isabella, she only bathed once a year, Brother Drew. That was a tremendous, filthy race of people up there in England, in the Britain, the Slavic, and the Teutonic race of people that lived up there, the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes. There was a nasty race of people to the point where bubonic plague broke out up there and called the Jews and the Gypsies. Wasn't catching the bubonic plague. The Englishmen accused the Jews of witchcraft, because the Jews, with white folks up there at that time, that tribe of people, which is the American, the Anglo-Saxon, which changed his name to America, his grandfathers said they were the cause of, they were practicing hoodoo and voodoo because they used herbs. They were practicing witchery. They wrote that in their history. Shit. They ain't lying. If it's a lie, their history books, their forefathers wrote it down. The worst thing in the world is teach a nigga how to read. She never taught me how to read. I thank you. Brother Drew, I know his history. He can't get away from me. You can't get away from me nowhere. You can't get away from me with your history of what you done did to every race of people up under the sign of the eagle. And see, the sign of the eagle Who was the first people to believe in? See, every nation of people got its own logo. That's what that's called. The eagle, the logo of America. But who was the, we can trace the history of the eagle, and it's the same damn people. They just done changed their name through conquering and breeding with other people. That's what the word Germanic means. If we go into the etymology dictionary, look up the word Germanic, it means inbreeding, meaning that mama and daddy, sister, brother, aunties, and cousins and had children. They inbred it with each other. That's what the Germanic race of people is. We ain't mad at them, Brother Drew. It's just truth is just the goddamn truth. That's all it is. It's the truth. And so in 2017, we know the truth. And we know what this nation of people have done to colored people.
Right.
We know the history because we have the history in 2017. But the Jews, who we call the Jews, they done told the people that's called themselves African Americans, they done told them how to come out of bondage. Told them in a book that they say they believed in, the Bible. Told them in a book called the Quran that they say they believe in, up under the name Black Muslims. Up under the name of Black Gentiles, they gave them a book called the King James Revised Version, 1881, of William Shakespeare Tempter's book. You read from left to right. In the same language that they speak, or you couldn't speak this language. When this language was taught out of the Bible, it wasn't taught on no books. Shit. People learn how to speak this language. This was once called the language of aristocratic England. Only the aristocratic people, the one people that like poetry and prose. Shakespeareans, as they called them, Tyndales and Cooks and Smith, Schmelt, and all your great literature. See, that's when you go into the literature of a nation of people, you find all of these names of the aristocratic people that we know the literature. See, you can't get away from us because we know everything about you. See, one thing about the old y'all man, Brother Drew, we know what time he went to shit and how big the stack was because we done measured it.
Yeah, okay.
And what great-grandpa said, he used to tell me, he said, white man can't fool me, boy. He said, shit, I know when that motherfucker go to shit, come back to shit, how to shit it. He said, because shit, I was a peeping Tom. He said he studied it. And you know what, Brother Drew? I come down with I got to share this with you and my students. I asked myself a question. What? I've been watching movies, and I got some old ancient movies that I already had and shit. And I started watching them, you know, ancient history and stuff that I got on the Black Mark in the 60s. You know all them tapes I got. I started watching them this week. And then the question came up was, what is the most important agency country? Do you know the name of that agent, Brother Drew?
No, the most important agent in every country?
In any country, the most important agent is who?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Take a guess.
would this be like the government office, or this will be a person?
I give you a clue. It ain't but three words to his name.
Oh, I guess God did.
Uh-uh. I said an agent. Every country has this in the government. A spy.
Oh, okay.
That is the most important agent of any country, is to have a highly qualified double agent spy, S-P-Y. And
got a
every
lot of,
country.
I say, got a lot of them around in the black nation.
Shit. That's the most important military organization that any country can have, and every country has one. And I started reading that All the War book. I understand. You know, the more you read the book, the better you understand it.
Uh-huh.
It's because that question, they ask that question in there. And they explains it. And we got, you know what prompted me and got me all that, I say, well, we're getting hit with this shit right now, Russia and the United States spying on each other. But the number one agent, the number one weapon is who got the best spies. That's a hell of a question. I got to ask Robert Ashton that question. Brother Drew, I got to ask Rem Barnett that question, because, see, once we realize that that is the most highly intelligent operation that any country can have, every country got it, and they're in the news now. But we don't realize what that kind of agency is, especially if you're black, because if I ask you that question, you can't answer it. But by reason, you can see that the spy, and especially if he's a double agent, you know what I'm talking about, a double agent, they done showed us plenty of movies, a double
yeah.
soul. if they are double agents, they are deadly.
Right.
That's a deadly person. That's a deadly person. That's a deadly person that every country has to have. And that's high training. You just don't become one of them suckers overnight. That means that you got to take a personnel in and train that personnel. And that's a hell of a training. And that's a lot of, and that's a very special person. Everybody can't do it. You almost got to breed that person, Brother Drew.
Oh yeah, Brother Dwight, I understand that real good.
Yeah, you just about got. And see, they had a group of people in the England you call the thugs. See, I got a book, The Most Evil Secret Organization. The thugs and the assassins is number one. Hasim is how it's pronounced, assassin in this language, but they actually, Hasim came into existence in 1025 A.D. Through the Druids, which they was Islamic. These was Muslims, fanatical Muslims. And then the Hasims, then you got the thugs is number two. And you had to know that was a group of people in India. You had to understand, what they believed in. And when they say that you drink that wine and that honey or that goddess that they worship, you was hooked. I got their whole story and whole history of it. it's a hell of a, they made a movie about the thugs. That's some hell of a knowledge, Brother Drew. But we see these today. We see the Taliban, we see ISIS. You know, look at the ISIS files, ISIS. Look at that word, ISIS. What do it mean? You know, that word ain't just got here. That's a word that's been around a long time. So if we can understand the importance of who the female is and who the male is, the difference between a man and a woman, and we'll do electromagnetic energy because you got five senses. Five senses is magnetic. Female senses deal with nothing but feeling. You five senses, but you got nine senses, and those are the senses that you can't see. That's the magnetic sense. We'll talk about that next week, Brother Drew. Until then, I say, Ma Yahweh Dai Ya Abin Ya Ika Kamari Ya. Until next week.